What's up and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Dungeon Master, previously on The Outsiders.
I'm awake.
He's awake.
On a coat hanger.
So just as the door swings open, I wake up. What in the blue hell happened? I shout.
You are without a Superman. You are without a Green Lantern. Wonder Woman is gone. The Trinity is ended and the Seven are dead. You three have no hope.
Fast Fingers and Janet.
We need more Lemon Pledge.
Janet, we need fresh towels. Why are you washing, sir? You don't get dirty. Oh, damn it, Janet. I like the way the water feels on my body.
No.
To Africa, then.
Yep.
To Africa.
So we were on our way to Africa to maybe question the great and legendary Ra's al Ghul. You've been traveling for a fair few hours. Get something to eat. Those
neither
of you
for
that
me, I'm just bored
need
out
to
mind.
Eat.
No sleep, no food, I'm bored.
Okay, so you touch down and it is dusk. The sand kicks up and there is mountainous regions surrounding you. There doesn't seem to be a clear kind of indication of any sort of base or anything, but there is a very old and quite well maintained temple. The door opens on the queen.
I'll calm Dick and just ask him, like, Dick, is do we know the exact location of Ra's?
I've landed you as close as possible. You're gonna have to walk in from foot.
I assume he's in the
big ass temple.
Temple.
That would be the one. He's nothing if not traditional.
Wonderful. Looks like we're doing a temple run.
How long were we on the ship for?
It would have been between 12 and 16 hours.
Right.
Does Queen have the capabilities of, like, going invisible or some sort of mirage-y type thing that I could set her to?
No. So the Queen is a almost matte black, so it blends with the night sky, so it can't be seen.
Perfect.
But it has no camouflage itself.
So when the sun comes up, that against yellow sand is not going to blend in.
No, we can't hide the queen. It's fine.
Can't hide it.
No.
It's fine.
Okay. Cool. We'll just leave it then. Lovely.
What are you going to do?
I was going to put it like, invisible.
Put a coat over it.
No. You know what?
Get some bushes.
Bush.
In the middle of the desert.
Get some palm leaves.
So you know how
we'll cover it in rocks. It'll
in,
be fine.
In X-Men, their ship has like a thing where it goes.
Cloaking.
Yeah.
A cloaking device?
Yeah. That's
just
what
has
I was trying
a cloak
to see.
Device.
No.
Let's throw a towel over it. Yeah. Fine.
Put a boot on it.
Yeah.
On
the,
big glasses.
Wheel
and big glasses and a big mustache.
Hide it in plain sight.
Right. Yeah. Just like a tag, nothing to look at.
Yeah.
Well, let's go, shall we?
Yeah. Team?
Okay, so you head towards the temple. It is a walkway walled by about 15, 20-foot walls with no roof on the top, but it has got these gigantic statues overlooking it.
Is it like a big courtyard out the front of it?
It's a walkway that goes into the side of the mountain, and the actual temple looks like it's carved out of the mountain.
Right.
Are we talking like the Mummy Returns sort of temple, or are we talking like
Like Petra?
Yeah, Petra sort of thing. Or
you're saying
like
things that I don't remember.
Oh, it's one of the Seven Wonders of the World, man.
Yeah,
you're saying things.
The temple
I'm talking
in Jordan
like,
that's
yeah.
built in the side of the rock.
Like Brendan Fraser?
I know the one you mean.
Indiana Jones!
Very yeah. much that one.
Indiana Jones!
I
knew I'd get him with Indy.
Yeah. Finally, someone that speaks English.
That must look super weird in the middle of the desert. Just some rocks, like, out of nowhere.
It's
Wait.
Fine.
He's flamboyant and known for it. He doesn't hide.
Straight in.
Does it like, just have like Ra's al Ghul's face on the front? Or
it has statues
his mouth like the cave
of Ra's.
Oh,
the giant 20-25 foot statues are of Ra's.
And you say it looks well maintained. Is there just like a guy that's like?
Yeah, they've got Bob the cleaner. Comes around, polishes all.
I was expecting like groups of monks working around the place.
No, Raish is not that style. He is a... He trains assassins.
Oh. Yeah, but they can still do chores.
Yeah, wearing just can't see pinnies and stuff. But with like ninja masks on too.
There's a full ninja guy in a black ninja suit sweating his bollocks off with a brush. Yeah.
No, on a ninja rope.
A little
like
pink
clean.
Pinny on.
Why did I have to talk back to him? Now I've got to do something.
Why you got a maid's outfit on? It's weird.
He made
me
wear it.
Me wear
right,
it.
As punishment.
That's my punishment. I talked back to him.
I just imagine like a guy on a ninja rope dropped down like cleaning like a statue.
Upside down like Spider-Man.
Excuse me. Is Raish around?
So
Amazon.
It's clean, well maintained. Nothing here, although it looks old, nothing has fallen to rubble or anything like that. It's worn and well worn.
Yeah.
But none of it is crumbling. The statues are still whole. And they are every 10, 15 feet, there's these 20-foot statues either side. And the entire walkway is... a good 50, 60 feet long before you get to a big bulk of a door.
I appreciate the flamboyance.
Are we talking like massive door, or are we just talking like a
anything you can steal?
We're talking fucking huge.
Just break a bit off the statue. Like a finger or something.
Think like old German church.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Right. Like proper big, bulky, bolted... they are wood, but they look fucking thick and heavy, and it is held together by steel.
Okay.
Is there a doorbell?
There's no doorbell.
A doorbell.
No. Or a knocker.
A gong.
There are two knockers, one on either
maybe
side.
Maybe we've got to do a tune with it.
There are two knockers.
There are, indeed. Two very large knockers.
And a door handle.
I guess we knock.
Yeah. Both at the same time?
Sure, why not? I grab both knockers.
Give them a tug.
A gentle flick.
I just see this door as like having a little side door. And a guy just opening a thing and just be like, password.
So the door opens on upon knock. They swing open barn store style. Into what is a very lavish and green covered courtyard with fountain and lots of men and women training in this courtyard. Among them are a few men that look really old, bald, wearing black.
So like instructors?
Yeah, kind of. Ninjery suits, but more monkey.
Yeah.
Monk.
Yes. No, I get what you're. Not there in a monkey onesie.
We wondered where the mystery of Bigfoot came from. There it is.
Sweat, baby, sweat.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. No, okay, cool.
Two very different generations.
Did the door open?
And yes, basically, the door opened.
Nobody's
yeah.
paid us attention. Who opened the door?
There, so it is opened by monks from in here.
Oh, okay, right. We'll just walk in. Like, until somebody stops us, let's just keep going, see how far we can get.
So as you make your way through the ranks that are training in the courtyard, there are lots of doors around you, buildings that are built into this mountain, carved from the inside out, and covered up. There is a huge kind of gaping hole in this courtyard part to let light in and air and rain for all the greenery that's in here. And it looks nothing like the outside. It's very lush.
Like an oasis.
Exotic kind of plants, palm trees, and things you'd expect more in a rainforest than in this climate.
Is it going to be one of those situations if we disturb them, they're not going to be happy because they're in the middle of training?
Well, as long as we don't disturb them, we just walk past.
I know, but we need to know where we're going.
Just try every door.
Are the instructors particularly busy?
What about the door people?
No, they're actually not training. They're more watching, observing, and
we'll speak to one of them.
But the people that just opened the door for us, the monks that are on the other side of the door that just opened it for
they
us.
They might have a vow of silence.
Ask the doorman.
Let's try and ask.
I mean, ask the doorman.
All right, we'll ask the door monk.
Yeah. The door monk. Okay, so he's he's fully covered. He has a small, like, eye hole.
Like a letterbox.
It's like a hood that is, it comes just to his brow.
Right,
see is that and his, to his nose. Everything else is covered head to toe. Even hands are gloved and wrapped.
Okay. It's hot, I get it. Sunburnt. smudge of sun cream.
And he doesn't acknowledge you. He just keeps in position and stone still.
See, I told you.
I mean, if not,
it's no harm in asking.
Let's just walk.
I'll ask the instructor.
Okay.
I'll go over to an instructor.
Yeah.
Does
he acknowledge me?
He turns to you.
Ah.
And gently lowers his head.
Where is Master Raish?
You seek our lord.
How did I know he'd sound like a Jedi?
He's got to. He's an old man.
Yes. I have something to ask him and show him.
He's been expecting.
Of course he has. Where is he?
I shall show you to our dining.
I do the most awkward bow. Thank you, Sensei.
It's more of a dab. More of a dab, really.
And then we go.
You imagine Humphrey. It's a really quick dab.
I was thinking more like a...
Would be the most awkward thing since the Hulk.
Yeah, oh yeah, and then I forget and tip my hat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he...
Oh yeah, I have this.
He, like, gestures to head to the left. There are a few doors over here. And he opens one of these doors for you. And inside is a very posh kind of... Almost a smoking room. Lavish chairs, golds and teal silk everywhere.
What was Raish's goal, anyway?
With
just overall, in life, like I mean, the man's immortal. What's he actually after?
He's after an heir, and he wants to rule the world from the shadows.
Okay.
He's almost a secret government. So upon himself, but self-appointed.
Is he just dormant at the minute? Or?
No, he's here.
He's in between jobs right now.
We go in there, he's like 30 stone. He's
scrolling through Indeed.
He's been loving life.
He's on Facebook trolling everybody. He's along with Elon on Twitter at the moment.
From the shadows.
From the shadows.
He's catfishing some people too.
100%.
He's bought Twitter.
He's made that
only free. Fans. Maybe he's got OnlyFans.
So this room has all the lavish kind of things you would expect more from an English homestead. There is the globe in corner made of ivory that is the size of a beach ball, and humidors with cigars. There's fine wines, there's a bar, and there are everything is crushed satins and velvets and silks and everything. If you're not walking on it, which would be wood, then it's golds and oaks, and like it's a gorgeous, very classical room.
Is it colder in there?
Design ideas.
Yes, it's very, because it's within the mountain. It's quite a decent temperature as well. And the monk says,
"You may wait here. I will let Master know you have arrived."
I go and lay in a shiz lounge.
I bow.
I'm gonna curtsy.
And he wanders off through some double doors on the opposite side of the room to what you came in on.
This guy's a bad guy, right?
Yes.
I just look over at you from the chaise. Like, this guy's not...
This guy's a bad guy.
This guy's not... He's not on the level, right? This guy's bad. He fights Batman and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I do that wavy hand thing.
Like, right. I just want to establish that, you know, before we go into a conversation with him, he's pretty much a bad guy, right? Yeah,
apparently the last person was a bad guy. Well, she was old.
Misunderstood.
And had a lovely cup of tea.
Yeah, but this
as well.
One's immortal. Like me. He's not going to be old.
How do you know? Just because he's immortal doesn't mean he looks good still.
I mean, that would be horrendous if you aged and you were immortal, but you still aged, there'd be nothing left of you.
Who knows?
You'd have so many.
We will find out soon, I guess. Or he might be like, come back Tuesday.
Oh, we'll get a holiday till Tuesday. In Africa.
Well, what is PA's going to come out?
Technically, we had no time limit on this.
Well, I guess it's before Gotham falls. That's our time limit, right?
Is there anything in here you want to steal? Like all the silk cloths.
No, I don't steal. Why do you say I don't steal things? It's rude.
Fine, collect.
You've changed, Tawny.
I don't steal things. Try and lead me down the darker path again.
No, my thought process was...
Hold on. Again.
I was a highwayman.
I was thinking...
Just furiously writing notes.
I wasn't a good guy to start with.
I was thinking more, if you're going to steal anything, steal something, collect something particular that might help us with our case. So if there's any, like, because there's silks and stuff here, is there any weapons, stuff that we can check against?
What do you want, a nighty? I'm not stealing you silks.
It's tidy whities.
I don't understand. What? How is a silk curtain going to help us?
The outfit that the guy was wearing in The Batman Killer was wearing green.
Oh, okay.
And these guys are wearing green.
Okay. Fair enough. He wasn't in silk, though, was he?
Yeah, but the guy that was in and out, the ninja guy,
yeah.
There must be some similar material here.
Oh, maybe.
It's what I was thinking. And same with the sword. We know roughly what sort of metal that was after speaking to Ravager slash
But it was Batman's metal, wasn't it?
Can't remember.
Was it not made from the same metal as Batman's spikies?
No, I'm pretty sure Ravager said that she's not seen metal like that done for a while. It's a really old looking sword,
wasn't
it? It was
strong enough to cut through his spikies.
Yeah. I shake my head.
But I thought it was in relation to the scientist guy who made Batman stuff. I thought that was the materials were connected to him.
So the double doors swing open.
I'm very confused right now.
Do you see my point, though?
Yes.
Right.
I thought you would just go for couture.
No.
Or something.
The old monk is stood in between and his hands are behind his back. He's quite relaxed.
Dinner will be very soon. But first, the entertainment.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, no. I'm laying down.
I'm relaxing.
I've gone flat.
You could shoot from there. You wouldn't have to even get up.
No, I'm not going to get up. I'm going to do this whole fight from my chaise lounge. 28 for me, 28. Sir.
Nat 1.
Oh, you miss a go.
It's probably for the best right now.
22.
You're too busy looking at silks.
The chaise lounge.
What?
That's two.
Counting the bad guys with the rolls. Nice.
I mean, silently. We didn't look around, did we?
We didn't have a chance
they're
right
assassins.
Now.
They're assassins. They're probably
exactly.
Anyway.
We didn't exactly stay alert. One of us was on a chaise lounge.
We're guests. It's not how I treat my guests.
Mr. Sheeny, you are first in the queue. You're relaxing when two... of the ninjas you saw from the courtyard appear either side of the older gentleman. What are we doing?
I mean, no, there's been no he's promised me entertainment and then two men have appeared.
Oh,
but like I don't actually I feel like there's a threat yet. Like he said
Probably. First
the entertainment and then two men have stepped out and I'm like,
imagine if you punch them and then he's like, we were just going to show you a video.
Literally, I can't kill them.
Can you ask them what's for dinner?
I don't...
They haven't said.
This is it. I don't really know what I'm supposed to do right now.
What's for starters?
Yeah.
Wait, we can talk. Their own medicine, I guess. I will teleport behind all three of them.
Okay.
And just whisper in the old man's ear.
What's for dinner?
not your cleverest move. And then I'll touch both of the guys.
Okay, because we're in combat, you've got to roll for that touch.
Ooh. Roll for the touch.
You didn't say where you were touching them.
In their bum holes.
They shit themselves as well. Well, if you do start to die, you do shit yourself when you get hung, don't you?
24.
A 24.
Grayson?
What?
When you hang yourself, when you're actually successful, you shit yourself.
Not always.
On suicide, it's...
No. It's most, and it's not just hang yourself, it's death in general. It's perfect. Because your bowels relax.
Well, if they're feeling like they're dying, do they shit themselves?
No, because they clench and writhe. And
It's like impending
doom.
Yeah.
Once they're finally out of it then, and then they're released, they might release too much and shit themselves.
To be fair, we didn't talk about the mechanics of his death touch.
Okay, so the number not in brackets for your ability.
Yes.
Plus 15.
25.
And 25. Well, this guy rolled a nat 1.
Oh!
Maybe he does shit himself.
Yeah.
And the other one rolled a 3. So you land on both of them. It is 3 degrees of success, which means you have put both of them on the floor.
Oh, one of them had a heart attack and died.
One of them's sucking his thumb, asking for his mum.
Shitting himself.
One of them's trying to wipe their bum.
Should have kissed the old man on the lips.
So they
still got him left.
They are both staggered.
Yeah.
And it remains until the target recovers, which will not be today.
Or tomorrow.
Jim, it is your go.
Well, it looks like it's my time.
Is the old man looking like he put his fists up?
No, he is still hands behind his back.
I sort of don't want to punch the old man.
No, I don't know if he's part just of the entertainment.
Maybe he's doing what he was doing to the students, where he's just watching them. He's observing.
I guess you could kick one of them while they're on the floor.
No, I feel like he's Razzle Ghoul.
Maybe.
I will...
Razzle?
Whole...
No. Let him pronounce it the way he wants to pronounce it.
I will hold my action.
Okay. So, one of the young martial artists kind of stumbles to his feet and just moves to the middle of the room quite rapidly, but there's no elegance to his movement. It's more of a bit of a panic. The other one stays on the floor.
He's done.
Fran, it is your go.
I'm just going to turn to these two. Maybe they were just here to take our orders. You try talking to them instead of doing the death touch.
Take no chances.
No.
I mean, have you got a taser?
It's not like I did any damage. There's no actual damage done.
For 2 days, they're probably going to be like,
oh,
mentally.
He's an assassin.
I want to try and speak to the bald main man.
Okay, so you can. You won't get much out.
No, that's fine, because I'm not gonna hit him. I'm just going to ask him what the hell is going on. And that's it. And then end my turn.
As soon as he gets punched, I'll get in. But
yeah, well, this is it. Like, that's why I only went to incapacitate, because I was like, I don't know what's going on right now.
Mr. Sheen, it's your go.
Oh, I told you.
He's not... Why is he not rolled? The main guy.
I know.
Is he looking at me? Oh, no, I'm behind him.
No, you're behind him, yeah.
Is he looking at me? The back of his head is.
Are you going to whisper in his ear again? And we'll see what you like. I mean, you could teleport to the guy that's tried to run.
I could. All right, I'll teleport in front of the guy that's ran into the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. And I'll just grab hold of him and lift him off his feet.
Okay, so give me a strength check.
Wait, I'm not a strong boy.
Wait, hold on. Have you put your glove back on, or are you touching
the
guy again?
The gloves will go back on.
Right, okay.
It's not a process. It is a process. I have to like exfoliate and put cream on. And it's a 17.
Plus your strength?
It's a minus 1.
Oh, okay.
So it's a 17. I wish I could add more to it.
So you go to grab him, and he kind of does ninja-y dodges and moves a bit too quickly for you to actually get a grasp on him.
I just Come here, you slippery fucker! That's all I can do.
Oh, the mask has slipped all of a sudden. He's swearing now.
Slippery little bastard.
Jimothy, what are we doing?
Fine, I'll go after the guy in the middle. I'll punch him.
As he's dodging me, just gets absolutely just sideswiped.
Am I like allowed to say something at least, or do I have to wait?
You have to wait until your turn.
Oh, okay.
Is there like a vase or something that I can just pick up and just...
Yeah, there'll be vases and fancy things.
It'll be so expensive.
Oh, it will be.
It'll be like a Ming.
Fine.
Don't Fine. Break your shit.
I'll just cold clock him over the back of the head.
The back of the head?
The back of the head.
He's facing him.
Please truncheon.
He didn't turn around.
Oh, good
Who
boy.
Are you going for?
The guy. He's just going to punch the guy that's trying to dodge me.
Oh, the one that's dodging.
Yeah.
Not on the floor. Yeah, and the old boy.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He's facing away from you.
I'm not clubbing seals.
Just walks over to the guy writhing in pain and hits him over the head for no reason.
Don't.
That's one for me.
That's my first. Alright, I'll punch him. He's not looking at me. He's
Swing away.
Me. You know in those comedy films when somebody just comes out of nowhere and clocks somebody? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what it's going to look like. The guy's so like transfixed on moving away from me that his fist just comes across.
17.
He dodges.
He's a ninja.
He is indeed a ninja. So his training kicks in. Multiple enemies is something they train for.
Fair enough, I'll just stay in the area and look menacing.
We're not his enemies.
Well, you started it.
I didn't. I'll go back to the shiz.
Jim.
Why me?
What is your fight plus parry?
Oh, well, it's 24.
24. Okay.
Can it look cool, at least?
It can. It can.
Well, when you die, as he runs you through.
So
Wait,
you're
he's got a sword? No fair.
You swing for him, and he kind of sees you coming. He doesn't even look in your general direction. He just like does that boxer's dodge, and then just turns around and clouts you in the head.
That's a natural 20. I can feel it.
It's a 19.
Oh, well, that's alright.
Plus his bits.
Yeah, plus his bits.
He's got knuckle dusters on.
No, they're unarmed as a plus 16.
Oh, well.
They're beefy boys.
Why always me? Always me. I guess I do look like I've had
several punches.
The 1 minute
he decides to come into the fight, it gets absolutely punched.
So out. I'll give you an option.
Go on.
You can either be knocked prone or knocked dazed.
I'm going to go with dazed.
You want to
go with
dazed?
I'm
going to
go with dazed because it would throw me off a bit. This guy's just like, come out of nowhere. I'd be like, oh, ninja. Forgot about that.
So you can only make one action per turn.
That's fine. Can I leave the room?
And you kind of stagger back a bit when he clouts you. The other guy is still a bit, he's not doing so well.
Well, the one on the floor.
Yeah, he's still writhing a bit. But the old man hasn't looked at him. He's just watching what you do.
Because he's a disappointment.
Fran, sugar.
I am just going to sigh. I'm okay. Literally just going to be like, for fuck's sake.
Sit down, get a brandy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go,
honestly, wait
I'm
going to
go.
Honestly,
wait
until you get to
a
me.
Drink. I'm just going to walk across the room and get a drink and sit down. But not an alcoholic drink. I'm guessing there'll be like things of water there.
Yeah,
as well.
There can be a kvass of water
or
something.
So I'm just
going
to get some water.
Is there no wine?
That's
wine
here.
But I don't want alcohol.
It's a full stocked and it's the finest of finds.
Yeah, I'm just going to get some water and sit down and just watch.
Okay. Sheeny.
Right, I'm going to get a bottle of wine, two glasses. I'm going to pour two glasses out and then I'm going to teleport over to the master. And hand him a glass and just be like, it's funny when the bee one gets her bee stingers out. Just wait. And I'll hand him a glass.
And he looks down at you handing him a glass.
Yeah.
And he takes it.
Ah, good.
And then slams it into your eyeball.
I hope so.
He takes a sip.
Ah, there we go. We're all friends.
Jim, you get one action.
You've got this.
What are we doing?
I feel like I'd be really annoyed all of a sudden. I get dragged into the fight because of this dickhead.
I didn't drag him in at all.
Right? I feel like I want to get my knives out right now because I'm getting really annoyed about this. No, I'm just going to punch him.
Okay.
It's a punch on.
It's a punch on.
It's a punch on.
It's a punch on.
I do enjoy punch on. It's the same thing. Literally the same thing.
He missed.
Oh, yeah. So your day state makes you kind of...
Give me another one.
Wildly swing.
Give me another one.
Bags over here.
I've rolled three times and got three times.
That's a starter set red D20 right there.
And it can fuck off. It's in the naughty corner right now. I literally threw it, people. It's gone. It's a star red 20 as well. You're in the naughty corner.
What's your AC for parry?
Too much for that.
24.
A 24. He hits you. But
he doesn't.
Only just.
Ooh.
He's getting tired.
So
1 degree of success.
You manage to tank it. So the number... Oh, sorry, no. You need to roll a d20 and add your toughness to it.
Not having it.
What's your toughness?
Like 8, I think. Literally says 8/5.
It's an 8.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
8+4. Don't you fucking start.
You'll be fine.
So you get clocked. And you become bruised as a status.
I'm gonna kill him. you guys have fucked me off too much now.
I've done nothing wrong.
You entered the fight.
It's your go.
And then fucked off.
Literally just gonna pour some more water.
Oh, I'm throwing daggers at both of you in a minute.
I really wanted her to get the stingers out. Now you're making me look seem like a liar in front of my new friend.
I'm just going to say, no, to be quite honest, I'm just going to sigh again and carry on drinking water. I'm done.
Mr. Sheen.
How's the guy on the floor doing?
He's kind of passing in and out of consciousness.
Oh. Are you starting to feel bad?
Well... I'll just squat down next to him and just tap him and just be like,
give him some wine.
I'll just tap him and just be like, it'll be okay, chap. It'll pass. Don't worry. And then I'll go back up to the master and be like, he's going to be traumatized for a while. And then take a sip of my wine.
These men are trained.
Right. And I'll look over to you and I'll be like, Mira, are you okay or do you need assistance?
Fuck off!
He spits out blood.
And teeth.
Very well, I'll take another sip of my wine.
Jim, it's your go.
Oh.
Is it a punch off?
That's
again?
Better. That is much better.
Okay.
That is 30.
You absolutely swing him.
Good.
Is it over 10?
It is.
Yeah, so you proper clock him.
Cool.
This system fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it's
common consensus around the fucking table.
It's literally the worst
table,
thing about
it?
This entire game.
Mm. We don't fight often.
Yeah. So you clock him and you clock him well.
Good.
He doesn't get you get no degrees of success with your hit, but he does get a condition. So why don't you give us some flavour, and we'll see what condition comes out of it.
Well, I feel like after I've spat away the blood
and teeth,
the tone to fuck off, or probably a tooth as well, 100%. And all I do is sort of look up at him, because I imagine I've sort of like turned my head to the right hand side, and then I just swing haymaker style, swing to the side of the head, and I imagine it hits him probably right in the side of the head. I reckon he doesn't expect it. He thinks I'm just an old man that can't fight now.
You're 30.
Old man that can't fight. I bet I look like I've had several hundred paper rounds. This is a man that's been on several hundred paper rounds.
The 30-year-old who's lost his family. and has decided that he's become like some sort of like 60-year-old veteran.
Grizzled veteran, 100%.
So he goes flying back and hits the floor.
Good.
You're out of combat.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The old man. Enough!
All right. Is that in my ear?
Was it loud?
You may leave.
What us?
And the two guys kind of get up. The one that was knocked down by Jim kind of helps the other one up and carries him out.
Yeah.
And closes the door.
Does he go past me?
He does.
Can I trip him?
No. You can't.
You've already won. Be gracious in your victory.
Actually, can I kick him up the bum?
Oh, that's as he goes. Mean.
You can kick him up the bum.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't make me come back in there.
Very 80s action hero, a kick up the bum.
You have done well. I can see why. Gotham is in your hands. Richard puts faith in you.
Who's
Shall
Richard?
We dine?
Dick Grayson.
Oh. He only introduced himself as Dick, so I was unaware that his name was Richard.
And he moves out the way and gestures for you to go into the next room. There is a huge dining table in this room with huge oak chairs, very well cushioned, and the table is full of fruits, meats, vegetables, all well prepared, steaming, and multiple glasses with multiple drinks at the table too. And he goes and sits at the head, and he takes off the cloaky kind of shroud that he's got on, and underneath is a bulking man. Even though he looks quite old, he is quite sizable. And he is adorned in like an emerald green, and he has a gold clasp of a snake's head on his chest that looks quite pricey.
Is this the old man that was in the room with us? Is he Raish?
He is Raish.
Right.
Does it look like the green from the actual...
I called him my new friend.
I gave him wine. He didn't say thanks.
Now I feel dirty.
I called it before he'd even
no,
done anything.
How many people are meant to be sitting at this table? How many people are set to sit there?
Oh, the table is set fully and it could seat 20 people. It's a large table.
Do you wish for us to dine before we get down to business? Or
both is acceptable.
It's just we need you to watch a video feed.
And he... claps his hands.
And a VCR comes
an old TV on a trolley, like back in the school.
With
day,
a ninja.
Comes out.
Oh,
comes
no. Out ninja. One of those projectors where you put the bit on and the light. And
a school projector. Yeah. You know what? It's a school projector that's coming out.
I love those.
I was going to do like a painting on the wall, which is an actual screen.
No,
school projector.
Okay. With a ninja coming in all ninja gear, like.
Yeah, he just claps his hands and that comes out.
Today, class.
We're going to learn about Oxbow Lakes.
So the projector comes out.
Yeah.
And one of the other ninjas pulls like a white screen down from the ceiling. We're rolling with it.
Okay.
With one of the hooks.
Doubles as his cinema room as well, apparently.
And the other guys are like fussing around you, and they're preparing plates and turning cutlery over, glasses the right way up, and putting meats on your plates and vegetables. And
so we... watching Batman die whilst eating dinner. Is that what's going to happen here?
That's what he hinted at, yes.
Oh my god.
It's not going to put me off my dinner.
You don't eat.
He gestures for you to sit.
I sit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all sit.
He looks around the table and then looks at you, Tawny.
You wanted to show me footage.
Yep. How is the
projector? It's in your drone. Plug your drone into the projector.
An old school projector that you have to put like see-through bits of thing on.
I don't know.
You wanted this.
Get the red and the blue wire out and plug them in.
You want me to like fuck around with the projectors?
Yeah.
You've probably got like old AV style.
Do I have to...
You're a technological marvel.
Yeah, I'm going to do robotics on it.
Okay.
And fuck around with it. Do I have to roll?
It's just going to be the back of her head.
It's rude. Like,
elbows
now.
Up there.
It's rude use his stuff.
The little pliers come out, snip, snip.
Yeah.
Looks back.
Have I got a roll for this?
Absolutely.
It's very rude.
You wanted an old school projector. This is what we're rolling with.
Robotics, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or technology, whichever one you want.
Oh,
I mean the funny. Wait,
do you want to do the one in there?
The one in the brackets. Yes.
I'm gonna lean across the mirror and just be like, I don't have the heart to tell him that the drones can just project it, but it is what it is now.
Yeah, that's the thing. We ordered this fucking projector.
It's fine.
Now we've got to use
it. Order
it. He came out.
What
with
I
it.
Could do. Yeah. I could just get one of my bees to sit on top of it and pretend like the projector's working.
Yeah, why? Did you fuck up?
He's no! 20.
A 20?
Oh.
We can make it work. Yay. With a 20.
Yeah.
So you tinker.
Turn with her hands.
I just sort of...
Somehow, yes. Made Batman out of a finger.
Got sock puppets.
Shadow.
It's a Punch and Judy show now.
Shadow puppets.
One of us has to come along and do the other side.
Rach is like, I've seen that fighting style.
This friend's bum and finger doing that. It's flicking.
With a sword going out of that hole.
Ribbons for blood.
How barbaric.
Tell me more.
He's really and captivated by my performance.
Turn around, there's like dozens of ninjas all sitting on the floor cross-legged watching.
people with drums and that next to it. Like, doom, doom.
This is better than the Lion King.
One of the ninjas is crying. He gets dragged out the room.
I can't believe he's dead.
And that's how it ends. Story.
And that's how it ends.
I take a bow.
Anyway.
Yeah. So you hardwire the bee to this projector.
Yeah, so that she can...
With a bit of tinkering and fidgeting.
Mm-hmm.
And what footage are you going to project?
Should I accidentally play something I shouldn't first? And then play...
You know what? Highs or lows?
Wait, what? It's her getting undressed.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, this is something we...
Hello and welcome.
Ooh,
to
my... it's a low, it's a 7. Well done. No, we're going... But first, our sponsor, Raid Shadow Legends.
Tokyo Box.
Okay, so what footage are we putting on?
I will actually play the Batman one as I got the
The CCTV from the library.
Of him dying, yeah.
Do we need to give Raish, just for some context, we're looking for the killer of the Justice League. You've probably heard, although you are in the middle of nowhere in Africa. But we're trying to find Batman's killer, and we were hoping you might have some leads for us. If you care at all.
He looks... unfazed by it. Why don't you give me insight checks?
Which one's insight?
Awareness, sorry, it'd be a your awareness, yeah. Fuck knows with this system. We're rolling hot and fast.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm rolling so shit. We've 7.
Or might Witcher die?
Yeah, give
well, me tough, because it's mine.
Let me at least try. I've got a 7. I just want to see if I get anything 16. Better.
16.
Oh, yeah, I would have got a 10. Okay.
Here we go.
7.
17.
So, Tawny, you are kind of concentrating on setting up this footage, so you don't you're not looking back.
Or listening, really.
You sort of see almost sorrow
It was this dude.
In his demeanor. It's very, very, very unnoticeable, yeah. But you sort of see he lets go for the fraction of a second when you say it, and then goes back to just stern.
I have known of his death. I have networks across the world.
Came by pigeon, did it?
I have far more advances.
I look at the projector when he says that.
You wanted this.
All right, give the people what they want. I get it.
I imagine he points to the Wi-Fi in the corner.
6G. EE.
Doesn't even Kevin Bacon comes out.
You can get it anywhere in the UK.
We're not in the UK.
No, it's fine. Okay.
I have networks across the world. I have heard of the deaths of the Justice League. They do not concern me or my plans. But he does.
The man who did it. Is he a problem for you as well, is he?
I mean, if he could beat them, I would imagine so.
True. Yeah, but we share a similarity, me and Raish.
So he looks over to Tawny in the projector.
Show me the footage.
Do I have to roll, or can I just set it all up?
You just set it up and play the footage. Cool.
I'll step back.
Are you going to talk over it? Are you going to tell him what you found so far?
I'll allow him to analyse completely first.
Can I go sit down and start eating?
I'll wait to see if he's got questions.
So you can. Yeah. And he stands up. Puts one hand behind his back, and his posture is very strict and straight, shoulders back, very proud standing. And as he walks past you, because you're going to sit down, he puts his hand out.
low five, but yeah.
Yeah.
And he looks you up and down. And just carries on walking to the projector. Is the bee on it?
Yeah, it's attached. It's by wires.
Okay.
It's sort of hovering like this.
Why would it need to hover? It can sit on top of the projector.
I don't want it to.
Fair enough. And he goes over. Is the footage playing when you left?
Yes, it was just starting.
Okay, so he watches it intensely.
Does he get right in the camera way as well?
And he is very close to it. Like he's really paying attention. Like you've got his attention.
Bad eyesight.
He is old. And he turns around.
Could you rewind that?
Oh. And it gets to the stabbing bit.
I'll get up and rewind it for him.
And he rewind, and it gets to where the figure in the hood lunged at Batman.
Play there.
And it rolls through.
That is our training. That is a maneuver Bruce should have known. I will blame old age. What did you come here for?
And he turns around.
Knowledge. We came here for knowledge.
We want to find out who killed the Seven.
I have no concern with the Seven. And what you have brought me is contradictory to me. I care for Bruce. But the training of that man is ours, and I will not betray one of my own.
You know who that is, don't you?
Well, perhaps one of your own has become a problem for you.
No problems for me. Me and you share a similar lineage, do we not?
Look at me, sus. We may.
My plan is to cull this planet of the weak. And it seems someone is enacting that. I see no problems for me.
Has he ever lost to anyone in the Seven? He's lost to Batman before, hasn't he?
Ra's. Yes. Batman always tends to foil his plans.
Is it just him alone? Has Ra's ever fought any of the other Seven?
No, it is just Batman. Right. Batman deals with him. And he usually fights through biological warfare or viruses that have been weaponized, that type of thing.
So with him saying someone's culling the weak, so you're saying the weak are being culled, yet you lost to Batman, Ra's. This man is obviously stronger than you, is he not?
If he is, he will come, and we will find out.
Do you know who he is?
Even if I did, I am not betraying one of mine.
I'm going to unplug Fleur.
Question.
Let the projector be by itself.
Question. How do you know it was you who trained him? Or even your order? We have a lot of things in there, in that footage, which is copies. Copies of Batman's equipment. Copies of suits. Copies of fighting style. Could be something as well. Are you not curious that somebody could be training people with your style?
And he looks back at the footage again.
Rewind 15 seconds.
I'll have to plug Fleur's. Fleur back in. Fine. And then I'll re-plug her back in.
You plug her back in and the projection comes up again. And he lets it play up until the point where Batman throws that batarang that completely is a last hope.
Slow that down. Watch him. Uncanny dodge. He was prepared. In order to move like that, he is not wearing armor. He is light, like we. His training is in this temple, which means I trained him. And he did something that was inevitable on my list.
Did you order this?
I gave no such order.
So did he go against you then? Has somebody left recently?
I don't think it's got anything to do with Ra's himself. No offence, Ra's. Because he killed the other Seven.
No, I know.
I get it if he was to leave and kill just Batman. But this, whoever we're after, or perhaps if it is one individual, decided to take out each and every one of them, starting with Superman.
But what I mean is there something that Ra's has probably said... And this person's gone, oh, I know, I'll go get that done for him and then I'll look really good. Or have they just left on their own will and gone, I want to kill all the Seven?
I don't know, but no offence to Ra's, but I don't think Ra's would even try and take on Superman.
But you know, when
I look across at him.
You know when you just say things.
He would not. That is a fight he's losing. Every day of the week.
Right, you know, in the heat of the moment.
A man's intelligent enough to know that, like, probably Wonder Woman and stuff like that, he just wouldn't bother with.
No.
Yeah, but you know, in the heat of the moment, you just say shit and somebody, like children, go, oh!
Well, he's sitting at dinner and went, oh, I wish the Seven were dead.
Yeah, exactly.
We got the trolley boy was like, I'll do that for him.
Notice me, Senpai, notice me.
Exactly. You never know.
Well, these two, by the way, are having a good old laugh. I'm actually, like, sitting here thinking, by the way, everybody.
So it gets to the end of the footage again.
Why did you stop on the moment where he stabbed him?
The maneuver...
Curiosity.
...was recognisable.
And it, the footage gets to the end. And it's the It's a bit where he's kneeling next to him.
Warriors fall. His house will carry on.
It means the Bat family.
I nod.
And he sits down again at the head of the table and just starts eating, but he eats really royally. Like, they're small portions, very delicate, with a cutlery. Like, you get it. This hulking man has been trained to be a member of high society. He fits in well with it. And his movements are very gentle, surprisingly, while he's eating.
I'm going to pause it on the moment where the guy is kneeling next to Batman. And I'm going to turn to... Is it Ra'sh?
Ra'sh.
Yeah, I'm going to turn to Ra'sh and say, have you seen Damien recently?
So the moment you mention that, a star comes flying at you and sits literally hugging your ear. A little bit of blood trickles down as it's pinned to the chair behind you.
Do not mention my grandson.
And on that note, join us next week to find out if our ragtag team of heroes can actually get blood from the stone. If you've got any questions or queries, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at How Not to Summon, or join our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or go to our link tree where you can find all our links at How Not to Summon a Podcast. Also go to our YouTube, like and subscribe, where all our videos are uploaded, including the scenarios and all the episodes past. I've been your DM, Mr. Grayson.
I've been Humphrey Fastfingers Spriggott.
I've been Mira Noir.
And I've been Tawny.
See you later, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Ta-ra.